Okay, we're going to continue with the sugya that we left off with yesterday, which is the Gemara brings a statement from Rabbi Yochanan, who wants to conclude from the din of the Shulchan. He says, well, it depends what you feel about the Shulchan's misgeret. The Tofach Saviv is one of two ways of being placed on the Shulchan. One way is that it's actually attached to the legs of the Shulchan, and therefore the Shulchan that sits on top is just a flat board. The other possibility is that the Tofach Saviv is attached to the Shulchan itself, and they together sit on the legs, and that's called misgeret the Mala. We saw the opinion of Rabbi Yossi yesterday, who believes the misgeret is the Mala, and it actually holds up the bread at the bottom. Whereas we have the opinion of the Chachamim and others that the Mizgeret is the Mato. That's why we originally looked at the Sugya, that all the bread stood above that, and the Mizgeret sits around the legs. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that if you believe the Mizgeret is the Mato, then we can bring a conclusion about Tavla HaMitapechet, a flat top that is able to flip over and is useful on both sides. That is Tmeyah. The reason must be because the din of the Shulchan is that it can come Tmeh. If the Shulchan can come Tmeh, that's Marer, that shows us that the board, the Tavla on top, which flips over, also can become Tameh. Whereas, if the Shulchan looks like this, which is, according to Rabbi Yossi, with the Mizgeret around the board itself, if that's the case, then we can't make any conclusions about Tavla Mitapechet, because the reason the Shulchan is going to be Tameh is because you have a Beit Kibul. You have a Beit Kibul here, and we're not talking about Pshutei Kliyetz. Then that's the Gemara's statement, and the din of a Pshutei Kliyetz being Tameh, broken down, Tosfos breaks it down to three parts, just laid out quickly. One is, Pshutei Kliyetz are Tehorim, period. That's a din in general. Flat pieces of wood cannot become tameh. There's a second level, which is called the tavla shel nachtomim, which is the plank or the bread where they used to arrange the dough on that, the bakers. That is tameh mi derabanan. It's a pshutei kliyetz. It's tameh mi derabanan. The reason for that, and Rashi discusses this, is because it says it's so large. Since the shetach, the area of this board, is so large, it's considered as if it has a beit kibul, even though it doesn't. So that's a din derabanan. It's tameh. Our case over here is a case that it's a pshutei kliyetz, it's going to be tamei midoraita, mina Torah. What's different? So the first stage, we said pshutei kliyetz, tahor legamrei. Nachtomim, the flat board of nachtomim, it's so big that it's like it has a beit kibul, so derabanan. So our board is the same here. It's a very large board. So we'll classify it as if it has a beit kibul. That'll make it enough derabanan. What elevates it to the level doraita? Tosfot says over here is because it services both Adam and mishamshei Adam. The board services both man and man's utensils. And since it has both of those, that elevates it to a level doraita, and it's tamei doraita. The question the Gemara has is, why is the Shulchan tamei? How could it be that the Shulchan becomes tamei? Number one, it's a kliyetz, asur l'nachat. It's a kliyetz that does not move. It's stationary. And if it's stationary, it doesn't mekabel tumah, because it's like, it has to be like sak, which is nital malein reikan. That's not the case here. It's, we asked yesterday about the fact that it was moved in the midbar. I said either it's in the mikdash. Tosos over here mentions that the carrying in the midbar is not its permanent state. Its state when it is placed down is stationary. The nesiata shulchan doesn't classify as being carried malei and reikan. Yes, so that's the answer of the Gemara yesterday, that it isn't stationary, that even in the Mikdash, even when it's in its location, it's carried out for the Olei Regalim to see, so it is not the Kliyetz HaYisur L'Nachat. Gemara says, why am I going this way? I should have just said that it's Tzipui Matechet. It's coated in metal. If it's coated, it's got a metal plating to it, a gold plating to it. Gold plating, we know that Kliyim that have plating on them are Mekabel Tumah. So why are you going after this issue of moving and not moving? And even if it's stationary, if it's got gold plating on it, it is Tameh. We suggested maybe there's a difference between Tzipui Omeid and Tzipui Enu Omeid. Tzipui Omeid is a, number one, either Rashi says it's nailed in and it's permanent there. It also says it stands on its own. Without the internal piece, the wood on the inside, the metal would stand on its own. So let's maybe say there's a differentiation. The Gemara, what we concluded with yesterday, was that that's what Reish Lakish posited to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, this din, that the Tzipui changes the character of the Kli, is this true only if it's Tzipui Omeid, or is that also true if it's Tzipui Enu Omeid? And number two, he asked him, is it true when you also plate the lip, or is it true even if you don't plate the lip? And Rabbi Yochanan says it does not make a difference. It doesn't make any difference. The coating is the coating, and it changes the character of the Kli. So over here, it'd just be irrelevant. Any of those items are irrelevant. We have a gold-plated Kli. We have a gold-plated Kli. What's the din? Din should be metal, and it should become Tameh. So that's where we left off. Now the Gemara says, V'chi teima, so this is four lines down on top of Zadiyev Zayin Amun Aleph. V'chi teima, atzei shitim chashibei. So let's say it this way. What is it? It's plating, atzei shitim. And atzei shitim are a unique type of wood. So maybe it's not batel. The atzei shitim are not batel, the gabi the plating, because they're so important. V'lo batele, hanich l'reish lakish. That works well according to Reish Lakish. D'amar lo shanu ala b'kli, achselogus. So Tosus over here says it's the name of a place. Abaim, maybe did not say, it seems to be that they are standard wooden kelim that come from Medina to Yam. That's the only time where the tzipui has an impact on it. Aval kli masmes. When it comes to wooden kelim, these are either polished wood or coral wood. There's either one, they're very, very expensive wood. Chashive. They're chashive, and the plating is not mevatalit, meaning that the plating does not take over the character of the kli. The kli remains a kliyate. Velo batlet. Shapir. Then, according to Reish Lakish, it makes sense because you have atzei shitim here. They're too chashuv for the gold plating to knock them out. Although Rabbi Yochanan, who believes about the plating, damar kli masmes nami batle, it doesn't matter. If you have plating, metal plating on, the character of the kli is changed. Even if you have something so chashuv as coral wood or polished wood in the inside, does not matter. So Michael Meimar, how are you going to explain over here the reason that we're saying that the shulchan is tameh is because he carried it out, not because it's plated? I said, shiny shulchan, the rachman akariya eitz. The shulchan is different because the Torah called it a kli eitz. Where's that? In Yechezkel, shenemar, hamizbeach eitz shalosh amot gvoa, it's three amot high. Arkosh Daim, it's two amot wide. Mutzaot lo, it is the corners of Arkov Kirotav Eitz, and it's all made out of wood. Bidaber alai, zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. This is the shulchan that spoke to me before Hashem. And the Gemara says, Patach mizbeach haseim b'shulchan. So it started with a mizbeach, and then it ends with shulchan. The Gemara is going to darshan what that means. But here we see that the shulchan is called a Eitz. It's called a Kli Eitz. It's talking about Eitz. Everything in the pasuk means is Eitz, even though there is metal plating on it. So the pasuk goes out of its way to call it a Kli Eitz, and therefore we disregard the metal plating over here. Now, what's the reason the pasuk started mizbeach and ended with shulchan? Potach b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan. Yochanan Rebbe Elazar d'amrei tervayu v'osei b'zman shebeit hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper l'adam. And when the Beit HaMikdash is around, the mizbeach is mechaper on an individual. Achshav she'im Beit HaMikdash kayam, in our day, when there is no Beit HaMikdash, shulchanu shel adam mechaper alav. Shulchan of an adam is mechaper alav. Rashi says, how does that work? Donotein prusa l'orchim, because he does achnas l'orchim on a shulchan, and that's what mechaper for him. Shita mekubetzet changes the word from orchim to aniyim. So he says, no, that he brings the aniyim onto his table, and that's how he's mechaper. Makes a difference whether it's nasat orchim or it's taking care of the aniyim, which is it that causes the kapara through the shulchan. Obviously, both of them are good things, and both of them are the zchut ha'adam, comparison of the shulchan to the mizbeach, and that what it means, how a person should conduct themselves at their table, frame of mind they must have at their table. Right, that's why we put the salt onto the table directly. Right, some of the halachot that we do by amotzi, we put the salt directly on there because of the mizbeach had salt on everything. And other dinim that we have regards to the shulchan, because we compare it to mizbeach, some people won't have knives on the table when they make brachot because of the issue that it is a mizbeach and you can't load tanif alehem barzel. Those types of halachot that are minhagim that come out of the fact that the shulchan's viewed as mizbeach.
The Ramah brings down in Kuf Samach Zayin Si'if Hey. He says, Haga, mikol makom mitzvah levi al kol shulchan melach kodem shivtza. You should always have salt on your table, ki ha-shulchan domeh le-mizbeach, v'achila ke-korban, that the shulchan has a din like a mizbeach, and the eating is like a korban, v'nemar, al kol korbancha tagriv melach, v'hu magain min ha-pranayot, and it protects a person from bad things happening. And in verse Brewer quotes, Domel mizbeach, kamo shamru chazal, bizman shbeit hamikdash kayam, mizbeach mechaper la-adam, achshav shulchanot shel adam, shenotein melachmo le-dal, which is the girso of the shita mekubetzet, mechaper alav dechtiv, v'deber alai, zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's protective because the Midrash says that kishrusho yoshvim amam tinim zed zeh achilu tu yudehem, when every Jew waits for the other one to wash their hands, v'hem below mitzvot, the satan mekach regalem, the satan's chasing them down, brit melach magenelem, the brit melach protects them. And he says, even though our bread is already made with salt in it, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to put salt on the table, and the kubalim say that one should dip their bread or hamotzi in the melach three times. In addition, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Kuf Ayin that the same thing applies with the Gabei Divrei Torah. We know that from the Mishnah in Avot, that people who sit around a table and don't have Divrei Torah Meneyem, it's as if
Kilu Achlu Mizivchei Meitim and Shulchan Maleki.
And that they bring the proof from the Pasuk of Yidaber Alai Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. So the same idea that the Shulchan is Mechaper is like the Mizbeach, that there should be Divrei Torah, the atmosphere, the conduct at the table should reflect the fact that one is as if they are on
the Mizbeach, and that comes both to the Minhagim, as well as to one's generosity towards others, whether it's Achnasat Orchim or taking care of the Aniyim.
The Mishnah says, Arba Snipim Shel Zev Hayusham. There were four towers that were there.
Minahani Mile, how do we know there were Snipim?
So Amar Katina Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vasita Ki Arotav, Vichapotav, Upisotav, Umnakiotav. So these are the Kilim that come along with the Shulchan. What are these four Kilim?
Ki Arotav is from the word Kiara,
Ebu Dufusim. These are the molds in which they made the Lechem Apanim.
They're Kiarot that hold the Lechem Apanim.
Kapotav comes from like the spoons. Elu Bazichim. Those are the items that hold, the Bazichim that hold the Livona on either the Shulchan or on top of the Lechem Apanim. Now, Kisotav are Elu Snipim. These are the towers, these tall items that held the Kanim in place. Uminakiotav, Elu Akanim. Those are the poles that go across that support the breads in between the breads. Why are they called Minakiotav? Yusach Behem? It's because they act like a Sukkah. They are shielding or covering one bread from the other. It's a Lechem. And Rashi also mentions Minakiotav, that it keeps them Naki. That it keeps them Naki, one from the other. They do not become me'upash. They do not become moldy or rotten. So it also is menachiyotav. It keeps them in place. Rashi and Chumash actually mentions that there's a machloket in the Gemara as to the definition of sotav and menachiyotav. We actually don't have it in the Gemara, but he claims there's a Tana that has the opposite view. And Targum Unkelis flips them around. Actually, he's metagging them the opposite way. And Tosus over here on the previous Amud goes through a lot of trouble to show that maybe the Unkelis is not changing the direction. Question yesterday, which you raised, which is Rabbi Yossi, who says that there are no snipim. What does he do with the pasuk? Tosus leaves that as a tema. I don't know what Rabbi Yossi does. Okay, so now, motiv rovo. Lo sidur akanim, velo nitin latam dochet shabbat. So we saw this yesterday in the Mishnah, that they're not dochet shabbat. V'isak adat chedo, right? If you claim that the kanim come in a Torah, mayon dochot shabbat. If they are kli mido, right? Why aren't they dochet shabbat? Hadam arav alav miltehu. What I said is not necessarily a problem. The amrei, it's not. We have our Mishnah. Klam ar rabbi kukum alachu shevshel lasot amerv shabbat. Inu dochet shabbat. Haninami efshar adalo dochi shabbat alayhu. We can do it without being dochet shabbat. My time. Or what's the reason? Why time am I? Why do we use the kanim? So that there'll be airflow between the lechem and it won't go moldy, it won't go rotten. In such a short time, it won't go bad. Kedetani, we have a braita that explains this, and we'll explain it in a second. What does it mean in a short time? Nichnas mi'erev Shabbat v'shomtan. We also have it in our Mishnah. And he goes in erev Shabbat, he pulls the kanim out. Umnicham la'arko shul shulchan, he places them on the shulchan. Umotzei Shabbat nichnas. Umotzei Shabbat, he goes in, he magbia roshei shel chala, he lifts up the lechem. Umachnis kanei tachtein. He puts the kanim under it. Ozer magbia roshei shel chala, umachnis kanei tachtein. He does all of the halot, he pushes them in. Right. We'll continue the braita in a second. I just want to explain here that the lechem apanim swapped during Shabbat. So the point in time that you take out the kanim on Erev Shabbat and you put them in a Motzei Shabbat, it's only half a day. It's even a little less because they do it on the day of Shabbat. So the majority has to do with the old lechem apanim that's there in Shabbat without kanim. That's already pretty well solidified. As opposed to the new challah. So the new challah was put on, only sat there for the afternoon of Shabbat. So then they put the kanim in on Motzei Shabbat. So that small amount of time will not cause it to be me'apesh. And therefore they could take the kanim out before Shabbat and put them in after Shabbat. Now Tzvi asked yesterday, what about the fact that it's a Shavuot? We're talking about a din derabbanan. It's been in and so there by prakim. There's only a din derabbanan, and he says shvut. There is an shvut b'mikdash. So I mentioned yesterday, and Rashi says it today. That it's not true of all shvut b'mikdash. When it comes to shvut b'mikdash, children are suspended. Rashi says here, davar kav din shvut b'mikdash, haytiltu la mishum shvutu. It's not a din in mukseil a mechse kibonan and so there. It's a shvut a mechse kibonan and so there. And since it's mechse kibonan and so there, it's not suspended. That's not suspended when it comes to shvut like that. Shvut in the mikdash is suspended when we're talking about something that is muksa, something that is carrying, or a din derabbanan in Tuma sometimes is suspended. But that's not true when it comes to bone and soter, or mechzeke bone and soter. Those items do not get suspended in the mikdash. And that's why it's not toche Shabbat of here. Alright, so now we're going to continue the braita. The braita continues. Arba'a chalot, richot shlosha shlosha kanim. This we saw yesterday, that each of the chalot gets three kanim on them. It's really the first five layers of the chalot, which has four spaces between them. They have three on each chala, three kanim that sit on the top of each chala, means six on each layer. Hal yinayin itzricha l'shnayim. I see that at the top level, there are only two kanim, supporting the last one above. The fifth space, which has the sixth chala above it, that only needs two kanim. Fishein alea masui. That doesn't have all the weight on it. I mean, there's no pressure on it. It's only one chala that sits on top of it. It doesn't have the pressure of multiple chalot sitting on top of it. Hatachtonayin itzricha kol ikar. The base one does not require at all, meaning that the lowest chala underneath it does not require. The fishein nechet al tarosh l'shulchan. Because it sits directly on the shulchan. And we saw yesterday that's both according to one who says that the tofach is below the shulchan, as well as according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion that the tofach is above. They made it in such a way that it was beveled and allowed you to place the chalot directly on the table, even though the tofach was above the level of the table. It's not hatam. We have a Mishnah, and this is going to explain the machlokas, which we basically took for granted yesterday, which was a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, about what was the size of the shulchan. Everybody agreed that the lechem apanim themselves were 5 by 10. That everybody agreed, and then you folded them up. The question was the size of the shulchan. Rabbi Yehuda believed that the shulchan was measured based on a mot of 5 tefachim. And therefore he has his shulchan be 5 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim long, and 7.5 tall. That's his measurements of his shulchan based on, it's a 1 by 2 top, and 1.5 high. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir believes that the amot that were used for the shulchan were 6 tefachim. And those 6 tefachim, that makes the shulchan 6 by 12, and that's why he had extra space on his shulchan. And it also means the height of it is 9 tefachim, which is 1.5 high. Where does that come from? And that's what the Gemara is about to discuss here. We took it for granted yesterday that they had these different opinions. Where do those opinions come from? So that comes out of a Mishnah that we're going to say now, but also a pasuk in Yechezkel, which is Tanatam, Rabbi Meir Amar, Kol Amot Sheyu B'Mikdash, Binuniyot. They're the middle ones. Now the middle ones imply that there's one above and one below, and that's talking about 6. Chutz Mizbzeach HaZav, VaKeren, VaSovei, VaYisod. The exceptions to those are, everything is done with 6 Tvachim Amot, except for the Mizbeach HaZav, that clay, VaKeren, VaSovei, VaYisod, and that the Gemara will discuss what that means. 3 measurements on the Mizbeach HaChitzon were also done with 5 Tvachim Amot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amat Binyan Shisha Tvachim, when it comes to the building and the structure of the Mikdash, they were doing Amot that were 6 Tvachim. Vishal Kelim, all Kelim in the Mikdash used the 5 Tvachim Amah. That's exactly their machlokas over here, the Shulchan. According to Rabbi Meir, it's using a 6 Tefach Amah, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's using a 5 Tefach Amah. Abraham Yochanan Shneem Mikra Echad Darshu. They both touch in the single pasuk in Yechezkel, which is talking about the building of the Mikdash, the Klei HaMikdash. We're going to see one of those pasukim in a minute about the Mizbeach. But here it's describing the Midot HaMizbeach, and it says, Ve'ele Midot HaMizbeach Be'amot. These are the Midot HaMizbeach Be'amot. Amah V'Tofach. One Amah is really equal to an Amah and the Tefach. The Amah, which is 5 Tvachim, but that is used in the Mikdash, is really 6 Tvachim because it's a 5 plus a Tofach, plus one extra Tefach. So the Amah that we're using for this Mizbeach is 6 Tvachim. That's one statement. Then it says, V'cheik ha'amah, v'amah rochav, u'gvula el spata saviv, zeret ha'echad, v'ze gav ha'mizbeach. And that's the top of the Mizbeach. So now, as Rashi explains over here, and Tosfos says, V'cheik ha'amah means that the remaining Amah means the 5 Tvachim Amah. So when it comes to the 5 Tvachim Amah, that we use 4 places, the Gemara's going to dash in a second, and Amah rochav, as well as the Amah rochav, u'gvula el spata, as well as the gvul around it, all of those were zeret ha'echad, there were half measurements, v'zeh gav ha'mizbeach, and this is the top of the mizbeach. So now the Gemara is going to go and darshan, this pasuk can explain it to us, which is, cheik ha'amah, zeh yisod. When it says cheik ha'amah, the pasuk, meaning the 5 tefachim amah is used here, that's talking about the yisod. Amah rochav, what is an amah rochav that it mentions in the pasuk? That's talking about the soveiv. Soveiv is the place where they walked around the middle of the mizbeach, the edge. We're going to see all this, I'll show you in a second. Ugvula el sfata saviv, zeret ha'echad, elu pranot. These are the pornot, the tops, the protrusions at the top of the mizbeach, the corners of the mizbeach. Ze gav ha'mizbeach, ze mizbeach zahav. That refers to mizbeach zahav. So now, when we talk about this, we're describing here the mizbeach zahav as well as parts of the mizbeach chitzon. The way Rabbi Meir learns this, savar zeu ba'ama bat chamisha. These items are b'chad chamisha. Ha kol amot hakelim ba'amat bat shisha. This pasuk is laying out for you the exceptions to the rule. The exceptions to the rule where you use a 5 tefach ama. These are exceptions. That means everything else is a 6 tefach amah. This is a paradigm. This is setting the standard for all kelim. All kelim will follow this precedent of the 5 tefach amah. And let's just give some background to what we're about to do. If you remember from Zvachim, I just brought it back for you in case you didn't remember it. But here is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Mizbeach HaChitzon is built of different layers that sit on top of each other, and it has protrusions coming out of it, meaning that there's shelves along the way up. The base of the Mizbeach HaChitzon is made up of a block that is 32 amot by 32 amot that forms the base. On top of that sits a 30 amah block. That 30 amah block allows you to have an amah shelf, which is the yisod. Now it's only true on the Tzafon and Ma'arav. It doesn't go all the way around. It's only on the north and western sides, but they use a mold of 32 by 32, and then if you remember in the Gemara in Zvachim, they used to fill it in with wood in those areas because they used filler material in the mold.
It's also partially
Right. It goes around the edge, the corners, and that's a machlokas that we discussed in Tzvachim, how far around it goes on the Mizrach and on the Darom side. Okay, so now you have a base of 32 by 32, comes in and leaves you a shelf and amar, because the next block above it is 30 amot by 30 amot and 5 amot high. That next block builds the Sovev. So it sits on top of the 32 by 32, gives you a shelf of 1 amah, which is the Yisod. One amah high. It's one amah high. One amah high, which builds the Yisod. Then you have the 30 by 30, which is 5 amot high, which builds you the Sovev. And on top of that sits a block of 28 by 28. The 28 by 28 block will leave an amah around the whole edge, which is the Sovev HaMizbeach. The Sovev HaMizbeach is 6 amot off the ground. The halfway point of the Mizbeach is 5 amot, because the Mizbeach is 10 amot high. So that means the Chutah Sikra sits an amah below this Sovev. Now you can see here, the Chutah Sikra sits at the 5 amot high level. On the block of 28 by 28, is 3 amot tall. 3 amot tall that sits above the Sovev, and that gives you the top of the Mizbeach, the flat area of the Mizbeach, which will be the Maracha, Makom, Jusat, Kohanim, Raglei Kohanim, all those other items that are on the top of the Mizbeach. The karnot, which are the corners, are an amah cubed, and that gives you the 10th amah of height in the top that sit around the edges over here. So when we're discussing over here, the Braita mentioned, and the Gemara is going to have to come back now and discuss it, that's what the meaning of this amud is, what exactly were they speaking about, and that will test in a second. But it says here that the amat So the Sovev and the Karnot were made out of 5 tefach amot and not 6 tefach amot. That's all we know from the Pasuk in Yechezkel. How that fits in, the Gemara is going to test in a second. The other thing you need to know is, a little piece of background here, is that when they put the pieces together, even on the top of the Mizbeach, even though the block on top, which is 28 by 28, it gives you the flat surface of the top of the Mizbeach, that's also divided up. The top of the Mizbeach is not just 28 by 28, it has the Karnot sitting in amah by an amah. The corner amot of the Karnot take up an amah on the spread around, and that's called the amah shel karnot. Inside of that, there's an amah walking space, which is called the makom drisat raglei hakohanim. That's where the kohanim are able to walk around the maracha. If you do that from a block of 28 by 28, you take off 2 amot from each side, you're left with a center that is 24 by 24, and that is the maracha. Right? That's the background information you need about the mizbeach chitzon in order for us to understand the Gemara now. The Gemara now is going to test what it means exactly that you have these 5 tefachim amot on the mizbeach. Kasakadatcha, at this point in time, our assumption is we're going to say miyusod ad sovev amabat chamesh. When the pasuk says that it means that sovev and the yusod were amot of 5 tefachim, doesn't mean just the sovev and just the yusod. Right? It means from one to the other. From the yusod up to the sovev will be amot of 5 tefachim. Umay chekama v'amarocha hachikama. That's what I mean. Mechekama v'ad rocha v'amabat chamisha. It doesn't literally mean the yusod and the sovev are 5 tefachim amot, but rather from all the way from the yusod up to the sovev are 5 tefachim amot. Including the Yisod. Everything from the base upward is going to be 5 tefachim. Here, we'll look at the picture here. I'm going to do this ahead. We're going to read in the Gemara in a second, but I'll show you what they're doing right now. What they are suggesting it now is that the Mizbeach, we know, is 10 amot tall. So what they're suggesting right now is from the base of the Mizbeach until the Sovev will be made out of 5 tefachim amot. That means the Yisod we know is 1 amot tall. We also know from the Yisod up to the Sovev is 5 amot tall. That means the first 6 amot of the Mizbeach in height will be made out of 5 tefachim amot. From there up to the top will be made out of 6 tefachim amot. The last 4 amot of the height of the Mizbeach will be 6 tefachim amot. If I do that, I basically come to the conclusion, if I take the base, the first 6 amot up are 5 tefachim, that means that's 30 tefachim high. From the base all the way up to the Sovev will be 30 tefachim high. From the Sovev to the top of the Mizbeach will be 4 amot times 6 tefachim, which is 24 tefachim. If I add those together, I get a Mizbeach that is 54 tefachim high. If I do that, what is the center of the Mizbeach? The center of the Mizbeach is 27. 54 divided in half is 27 tefachim. It means that 27 is the halfway point. That's where the Chutah Sikra should turn out, at the 27 point. Problem is, that's not where it turns out. Because how high is the Chutah Sikra from the base? 5 amot from the bottom. 5 amot from the bottom is 27 tefachim. We just said from the base, these are 5 tefachim amot. So I take 5 times 5, it's the Chutah Sikra is going to end up being... That's going to create the problem here. I just explained this on the outside. You have the picture here. Make it a lot easier. I'm going to read it inside the Gemara. Now I want to do it ahead of time, so it makes it much easier to read the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to build what we just said. So Gemara says, okay, what are we saying here? We are saying, those are 5 tefachim amot. Gova mizbeach kamahavi. How tall is the mizbeach? 10 amot. Shit b'nei chamisha chamisha. The first 6 amot are going to be 5 tefachim amot. Ve'arba'ei, the additional 4 amot on top, from the sovev up to the top, will be b'nei shita shita, will be 6 tefachim amot. Mizbeach kamahavi. If you do that, if you do the multiplication, we just did it, you'll end up with chamisha 54. The height of Mizbeach will be 54 tvachim. Palga de Mizbeach, Kavahami. If it's 54 high, where's the halfway point on Mizbeach? Esrim v'shiva. It's 27. Mikarnot ad Soveiv, Kamahavi. From the Karnot down to the Soveiv, how much is that? That's 24, we already know. We know that's 24 tvachim. We just did that. That's 4 amot of 6 tvachim. Simbarba, Kama batzir lepalge. How much do you have left over to get to the halfway point? The Mizbeach tlato. 3 tvachim left over to get to the 27 point. The problem with that is, v'tran. We know that the chuta sikra will grow be'emtza. It sits in the middle of the Mizbeach. To separate between the upper half of the Mizbeach and the lower half of the Mizbeach. We also have, Elahad Etznan, we have a Mishnah in Zvachim that discusses this, which you might remember, which is, Gabi Olatov. How do you do the Olatov? Aya Ula, Bakevish, go up the ramp, Upana le Soveiv, and then he goes to the Soveiv, Balo Kemen Dromit Mizrachit, he works on the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach while standing on the Soveiv, Umolek et Roshat, does the Mlika there, Mimbul Arpa, Umavdil, separates the head off, Outside the Malakir. It squeezes the bird so the blood shoots out onto the wall of Mizbeach. If he does the Olata Of even below his feet, he's standing on the Soveiv. The Olata Of has to be done on the upper half of the Mizbeach. But we know from the pictures of the Mizbeach over here, you can see that the Chuta Sikra sits an Ama below the Soveiv. So that means if he has to be at the Damim Elyonim, he can even reach below his feet while he's standing on the Soveiv, and he'll still be on the upper half of the Mizbeach. And that's what it's saying over here, that he can even reach. Even if he reaches below his feet, Kshira. Even a whole Amma, then it's Kshira. Well, we have a problem now. Because how much is an Amma? Amma, even if you say it's 5 Tvachim, the Amma here below is 5 Tvachim. Now you said that 27 Tvachim from the top down reach only 3 Tvachim below the Yisod. That's the halfway point according to the way that we are structuring the Mizbeach. But an Amma below his feet will be 5 Tvachim below his feet. That means that there are 2 Tvachim that sit below the Chuta Sikra, and it's not true. If he does an Amma below his feet, he's going to be putting the Dam of the Olato, which has to be on the upper half of his on the lower half of Mizbeach. There's an extra 2 tfachim which are really below the midpoint of Mizbeach, and you're saying they're fine. So that can't be the explanation here of the Pasuk in Yechezkel. You can see that in the diagram I show you over here. The midpoint of the Mizbeach at the 27 tfachim sits 2 tfachim above what would have been the Chuta Sikra, and therefore this is not a plausible explanation for the Pasuk in Yechezkel. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, I have an explanation, and I can deal with the height issue. Let's deal with the height issue. So what we're talking about here, and we're going to get back to it, the Gemara is not addressing this yet, is that the amot of 5 tefachim are not talking about the height, but rather the indentation. Remember that the Amma Yisod comes in, that shelf comes in an Amma. The shelf of the Soveiv comes in an Amma. And the Karnot also come in an Amma. So each of those is an Amma inward. Those will be a 5 Tvachim. But with regards to the height will be all 6 Tvachim Amot. So let's do the calculation again. I have the picture here, you can look at it. But if we do that, how high is Mizbeach? 10 Amot. If all of those Amot are 6 Tvachim, how tall is Mizbeach? 60 Tvachim. You take a Mizbeach that is 60 Tvachim tall, and you divide it in half. Where's the halfway point? At 30 tefachim. You draw a line across at the 30 tefachim, that should be where the Chuta Sikra is. Let's try that. Start at the top of the Mizbeach. How far down is the Soveiv? 4 amot. 4 amot down from there, 4 amot times 6 tefachim is 24. What's left over? 6 tefachim. 6 tefachim is an Amma. That means there's an Amma below the Soveiv that is good or considered above the Chuta Sikra, and that's exactly what we want. So now in terms of height, we dealt with the issue. And now we'll read this inside in the Gemara. I just wanted to show you the picture so it's easier to understand. Now Mizbeach. How much is the Mizbeach? Kama havale shitin 60 tefachim high. Pagad de Mizbeach kamehave, what's the halfway point? Tlatin, 30 tefachim. Mikarnot ad Soveiv, you go from the top down to the Soveiv kamehave, chavdalit. It's 24 tefachim, it's 4 amot of 6 tefachim. Kama batzir the pagad de Mizbeach, how much left over to the halfway point? 30 minus 24, shisha, 6 tefachim, vitzanan. And that matches what we have in our mission. Imasadam atamir glava filo amachad, ksheira. So that if you do it even below his feet, ama, it'll be ksheira, because the chuta sigra sits in ama below, and that's exactly what we have. So now the Gemara says, okay, you solved the height problem. The problem now is, what do you say? That we're talking about the indentation of the Mizbeach. The shelves will be 5 Tefachim shelves. Can you really do that? We have a Mishnah, and this goes back to what we talked about in the introduction. In the introduction, we talked about the fact that the Mizbeach is really made out of blocks. A block of 32 by 32, then a block of 30 by 30, then a block of 28 by 28, and it goes in. Those blocks go in because you keep moving an Amma in. And this Mishnah is going to describe that. The problem now is going to be, if we use 5 Tefachim Amot, it's not going to work, and I'll show you show you that in a second. Mizbeach haya 32 or 32. The space of the mizbeach was 32 by 32. Ala ama goes up one ama. V'kanas ama, he made a shelf of an ama. Ze yisod, that makes the yisod of the mizbeach. Nimtza 30 by 30. The remainder now, the next block is going to be 30 by 30. So that 30 by 30 will be the next block that's on top. If you describe the mizbeach the way that we want to describe it now, that the knisa is only 5 tochim, it's really not a 30 by 30 block. It's going to be 30 yamot and 2 tfachim. I'm going to show you this in a picture in a second. I'll read through this, all the questions here, and then I'll show you in the picture. The 2 ala chamesh. So now the Mishnah continues. We interjected that. Now the Mishnah continues. Which then afterwards you go up 5 amot, v'kinesama, and you go in an ama. Zeu sovev. That's the sovev. That's the next block of 30 by 30. That's 5 amot tall. And then you go in an ama. That shelf creates the sovev. Nimtza. Next block on top of that is going to be a srima shmona, srima shmona. It'll be 28 by 28. And where I ask the question again, interjects in the Mishnah. Srima shmona v'arba tfachim avu. It's really 28 amot and 4 tfachim. V'chita ima. Kevin dolavi amalu chashiv le'ara. You can say it's a rounding error. They don't, because it's a rounding error, they're going to leave it out. Makom karnot. Ama. Mizev, ama mizev. The karen is an ama cubed. Nimtza is 26. That means that inside of the karnot, the area inside the karnot on the top of the mizbeach is really 26 by 26. Esrim v'shev avu. At that point, if you're going to go kones only 5 tfachim, you really have 27 by 27. And that's a whole ama. So why did they leave it out? Lo duck. They weren't being exact. Now the Gemara continues with the Mishnah. Makom iluch rigli kohanim ama. The place where the kohanim walked was an ama. Mizev ama mizev. Nimtza, that the maracha itself was esrim abba, it's 24 by 24. Mar says, makom maracha, the way you're explaining it, it's going to be esrim chamisha abi, is 25. V'chitei machachinami lo duck. Over here, they weren't so careful. Haktiv. The pasuk in Yechezkel writes, and this is what I show you over here, it's back on the second page of the pictures, that the pasuk in Yechezkel says, it's right after the pasuk that we read, v'ariyahu, referring to mizbech, shtemesrei orech v'shtemesrei rochav, is 12 by 12, amot. Ravua, squared out. Yochol sheinu ele shtemesrei shtemesrei, you think it's 12 by 12 amot. Shomer el arbat riva'av, in its four directions, l'meich v'emtza hu modei. It means it's 12 tvachim, 12 amot, in every direction from the center of the mizbech. Shtemesrei amot, l'chol ruach v'chura uach. So that's the explanation. If you look here in the picture, if you start in the center and you go 12 amot every way, that gives you a marachal 24 by 24. Now what's going on over here? And I'll show you in the picture. I'm taking a block. I'm starting out with a block that is 32 amot by 32 amot. I am then going in 5 tfachim. 32 by 32 at a 6 tfachim level is 192 tfachim. That makes the square 192 by 192. If I go in 5 tfachim in all directions, that means I've subtracted 10 tfachim from the center block. I take a block of 192 by 192 and I go in 5 tfachim in all directions to create the yisod. That means I'm left with a block that is 182 by 182. Because we're saying that the knisa is 5 tfachim, not 6 tfachim. If you do that, I end up with a block that's 182 by 182. If I divide that by 6 tfachim, I end up with a block that in 6 tfachim parlance is 30 and 2 sixths by 30 and 2 sixths. That's what the Gemara asks. The Mishnah says it's supposed to be a block of 30 by 30. You're really creating a block of 30 and 2 sixths by 30 and 2 sixths. And the same is true of the sovev. When you go into the sovev, you go in another amah 5 and 5. That means that you're also moving in 10 tfachim again. That means you go from the 182 to the 172 by 172. Or from the beginning, if you start with a block of 192 by 192, I'm coming out with subtracting 20 tfachim from each. I'm going to have a block that's 172 by 172. If I divide that by the 6 tfachim of a normal amah, I end up with the block being 28 and 4 sixths by 28 and 4 sixths. That's what the Gemara asks. The Mishnah says it's supposed to be a block of 28 by 28. And it's really, according to you, a block of 28 by 4 sixths and 28 by 4 sixths. So what did the Gemara suggest? Oh, those are rounding errors. Those are fractions. So they drop them. The Gemara goes, okay, let's go up to the top of the Mizbeach. If you go in another 5 tfachim for the karnot inward, that means you subtract another 10 tfachim, you end up with a block that is 162 by 162. You divide that by 6 tfachim, you end up with a block that's 27 by 27. The Mishnah says it's 26 by 26. And you're coming out with a calculation that says it's 27 by 27. The Gemara says, okay, low dock. He wasn't so perfect. Hey, rounded it. They didn't get exactly. So the Gemara goes, okay, well, let's look at the maracha. The maracha is another 6 tfachim inward. Because over here, we're already dealing with a mot of 6 tfachim. That means you subtract another 12 for the makom. That ends up with a center block of 150 by 150. A block of 150 by 150 divided by 6 is a block of 25 by 25. The Mishnah says it's 24 amot by 24 amot. And it's really a 25 by 25 over here. So how could that be the solution to the problem? You're left with a block of 25 by 25. The Mishnah says it's 24 by 24. The Gemara says, oh, you want to say low dock again? It wasn't so perfect. The problem is now we have a pasuk that tells us that the maracha was 24 by 24. So how could you be telling us the maracha is going to really be 25 by 25? And it wasn't exact. The pasuk tells you exactly that it's 24 by 24. So this suggestion now that the pasuk in Yechezkel is telling us that those amot of 5 tfachim are talking about the three indentations, the yisod, the shelf of the yisod, the shelf of the soveid, and the karnot, out. Doesn't work out. It doesn't work. So that cannot be the explanation of the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, okay, v'chitayma, so this is what we're going to do. We have a solution to this problem, which is, sheet minai omi ikara b'amad bat chamisha maiti. I'll tell you what we'll do originally. You know, we said originally that the base is 32 by 32, and we said that that equals 192 tefachim, because it's 32 times 6. That's the base. Instead of doing that, what you do is you take, out of those 32, take 28 of them, and make those 6 tefachim. Then take 6 of them, and make them 5 tefachim. So basically what you're doing is you're taking out the problem from the beginning. The base of 32 by 32 is not really 192 tefachim by 192 tefachim. It's really minus those 6 that have 5 tefachim over there. If I do that, I end up with being, it's really starting out with a base of 186 tefachim by 186 tefachim. And then when you go in along the way, you're going to end up in the right numbers, because you started with a base that already incorporated the 5 tefachim over there. So now the Gemara says, well, you can't do that. Why? Imkein Rav Chala Azara. We're going to run into a problem. We're going to run into a problem because of the Mishnah. That's not. Kol Azara hayta orach 187, aroch 135. The Azara is built like this. The length of the Azara is 187. The width of it is 135 amot. Mizrach l'marav. Let's do the calculation east to west. 187. That's 187. Makom Drishat Yisrael, beginning on the eastern side. The first 11 amot are the place Makom Drishat Yisrael. That's where the Yisrael can go into in the Azara. Then the next 11 amot, which reach until the Mizbeach, that's the place where the Kohanim go. It's called Makom Drishat Raglei HaKohanim. Then the Mizbeach itself, on the floor, takes up 32 amot on the floor. Bein Ulam the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, meaning the Heichal, is 22 amot. Haichal itself is 100 amot long, and then behind it, Kadesh Ramah Achrei HaKaporet. There's 11 amot behind the Kaporet, which equals up to 187. You have 133, 165, 187. That gives you the total amount of 187. You're suggesting over here that the base is not 192 tefachim or 32 amot, or rather 186. Well, 186 doesn't get you the 32 amot you need for the Mizbeach. If that's the case, then either the place Ben Olam Mizbeach was bigger than we thought, or the Makom Rag Kohanim and Yisrael was bigger than we thought. So that can't be the explanation over here. Ella, what's the explanation? El Chekama Begovama, the Chekama, the Yisod, we're talking about the height, is 5 Tvachim. Amarocha, which is the Soveh, will be, the shelf of the Soveh will be 5 Tvachim. Which is the Karen, Loshnahaki, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be 5 high and 5 in, or whatever you want.
Less than an amen.
Right.
The difference is not less than an amen.
Right, correct. That's what ends up happening. So now, when you do this, Mizbeach Kamahavi, what's the height of Mizbeach? Chamishim Vitamya. It's going to be 58 Tvachim. Why? Because everything is 6 Tvachim high, which is 60, minus the Karen and the Yisod, which have a height of 5 Tvachim. So there's 2 Tvachim missing. That gets you to 58. Palgam Mizbeach Kamahavi, that's a stream of Tisha, is at the 29 level. Mikano Datsuvev Kamahama, from the Karno down to the Soveh, that is 23. Esrim etlata. Kama batzir lepalge. How much you have left over to get to 29? The Mizbeach Shita. And that gets you the 6 tefachim you need for the Amah below the Soveh. Tanani, masalamata miaglav, afil Amah achat. Kshira. Dekanami, we can prove this. Chek Amah v'amah rochav shurmina. The fact that the Lashon of the Pasuk switched from Chek to Rochav tells you one of them is talking about height and one of them is talking about indentation or the shelf. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue with the sugya tomorrow.